Hello, Texas America world. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very, very special guest today is Tom Edlam. Tom Edlam is a person involved with something called Dangerous Talk, Southeastern New England's weekly talk radio show analyzing the local, state, and national news from the hub, WPEP AM 1570 in Towton, which, as I understand it, is just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Tom's a native of the Boston area and is a graduate of Stonehill College, currently a talk radio show host and news anchor on WPEP AM 1570 in southeastern Massachusetts, and a freelance writer. He's a contributing editor to Pro Libertate and writes occasionally for antiwar.com, antiwarleague.com, and lewrockwell.com. He is a legislative action director for RightSourceOnline.com. He served 13 years on the research staff of the New American Magazine and its affiliate, the John Birch Society, and served as an editor of the Hanson Express and Whitman Express newspapers in southeastern Massachusetts. Tom Edlam's reporting and essays have been published in about 20 newspapers, magazines, and popular websites, including antiwar.com, antiwarleague.com, and a whole series of other significant journals, including Lou Rockwell, The New American, the John Birch Society publication, and WorldNetDaily.com. Several of his essays have been published in book format, including The Introduction and Not a Shot is Fired, a biographical profile on C.S. Lewis and 20th Century Heroes, an article supporting the death penalty and the ethics of capital punishment, and an essay on the deceit that led the United States to war in Iraq, in Weapons of Mass Destruction, Opposing Viewpoints. Tom will be with us after the first commercial break. I am really high on this young man. I think he's a tremendous guy. And he was made known to me by William Norman Grigg, who's been a guest on this show. Will, for a long time, of course, was connected to the John Birch Society's The New American, and is one of the really articulate people on the American right. If you know Will Grigg, you will like Tom Edlam. And, of course, as we think today about all the things that have been happening in the last 24 hours, one of the things that I wanted to talk to Tom about this morning is what he thought of last night's presidential debates as those occurred at CNN.com. I was getting my hair cut yesterday, watching those things on television and having a fine conversation with a young Air Force couple, man and wife, that was waiting for the husband to get his hair cut yesterday. We talked about a lot of things that I won't mention on the air because some of the things these kids said to me were in confidence. But suffice it to say that they were very interested to listen to what the various candidates had to say about the war. And I'm sure that there are a lot of American young people today who are involved in the whole business of the United States Air Force or Army or Marine Corps who feel the same way in the United States Navy. This is obviously an issue that's not going to go away. And when we talk about issues, Paul Craig Roberts has something for us that we need to consider this morning. And it's a very provocatively titled essay. And it's entitled, If You Think Bush Is Evil Now, Wait Till He Nukes Iran. Boy, this is incredible stuff coming from Paul Craig Roberts. Just the title alone tells you what you need to know. And keep in mind, this guy historically has been a very strong establishment conservative Republican. He wrote the Kemp-Roth bill. He was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. He was the associate editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page and a contributing editor of National Review, among thousands of other incredible connections and accomplishments. When you look at his academic record and all the places where he served, for him to be writing this sort of thing is very suggestive of how late the hour is. When we come back, I want to talk to Tom Edlam about Paul Craig Roberts, as well as some of the specifics that Tom may have witnessed last night in the televised Republican presidential debates. This is Mark Bancroft's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tom Edlam is with us today. If you want to find out more about who this fine young gentleman is, you can do so by going to Dangerous Talk. If you go to Dangerous Talk, you'll find Tom Edlam. I think you'll discover ultimately that his talk is quite responsible and quite constitutional and quite America first, which is why it's dangerous only to those elements in the community that want to globalize this country and destroy its constitutional heritage and its culture. You can find Tom on a regular basis up in the Boston area at WPEP AM 1570, longtime associate of William Norman Grigg of the John Birch Society and their New American publication. You will find Tom Edlam as well at antiwar.com, lourockwell.com, Pro Libertate, which he is involved with in conjunction with Will Grigg, and in a series of other operations as well. Tom Edlam is also the Legislative Action Director for RightSourceOnline.com. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, now I understand why I'm so tired. You list all the things that I did. Yes, I'm, other than that, I'm doing fine.
How old are you, Tom, if I might betray that personal aspect of your biography? How old are you?
I'm 41, so I'm still young enough to do a bunch of things, you know, juggle family, career, and several careers, and still get away with it.
Well, before we get into last night's Republican presidential debates and what Paul Craig Roberts has said about George Bush this morning, this piece for Lou Rockwell is just amazing, where he basically titles it, "If you think Bush is evil now, wait till he nukes Iran." But before we get into all of that, what drives you in terms of your career in broadcasting and writing and public policy? What makes you tick in that regard?
Well, right now the main thing for me is protecting the Bill of Rights. It's under assault. Second to that, though, is what you just described, the fact that we're going to war unnecessarily. And, you saw that not just in George Bush, but last night with the Republican Party debate. Most of the candidates said, yeah, we might have to nuke Iran in order to prevent them from getting nukes. It's sort of like that old, it reminded me exactly of a skit during the old Get Smart sitcom.
Yes, I was a fan. Go ahead.
No, there was this skit where Max said to 99, Russia, China, Britain, and France should all give up the bomb. And 99 asked, well, Max, what if they don't want to give it up? And Max replied, well, we may have to blast them. that old satire is now the serious policy of a lot of Republicans, and that's pretty troubling.
Well, it's very troubling, and I wrote a book review last night for the American Free Press, which they'll go to press with, tomorrow. And it deals with this whole business of Iran and the exchange between Giuliani and Paul in the Fox presidential news debate. And it goes into a lot of the things that the Central Intelligence Agency and the British MI6 were doing in that country in 1953, which, of course, continued to reverberate. But as I listened to these various people last night, with the exception of Ron Paul, I found myself kind of going back and forth between some of the satirical thoughts that you connected with Maxwell Smart in your particular situation. But I was alternating between those types of satirical thoughts and a feeling of absolute revulsion and horror that must in some respects, and I don't say this to be melodramatic on the air, I really feel this way, must in some respects have entered the hearts and minds of some of the decent people when previous regimes, just in this century alone in world history, were getting ready to destroy their own countries and their own cultures. I mean, this stuff is terrifying.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. I mean, even the people that I had disagreed with, I pretty much, put the Republican nominees into, several categories. It's the front runners, Rudy McRomney, the governors that nobody knows about, there's three of those, and then there's three congressmen, and then there's Senator Brownback. The three congressmen, of which Ron Paul is one, have had the best record. But I was disappointed with the other two last night, both Tancredo and Duncan Hunter. I thought, except for Ron Paul, it was basically the committee to deny reality when it comes to Iraq last night. They really, just at the same time they were having a debate, the Iraqi parliament voted in a mandatory vote to get the United States out of Iraq, and you listen to John McCain, and his attitude is, well, I don't care. We've got to stay there. We've got to stay there. And last week, the Bush administration basically let the cat out of the bag as far as the last of the crazy left wing conspiracy theories go. That, we are planning to keep bases in Iraq permanently, and I'm just wondering. Is there another crazy left-wing conspiracy theory with regard to Iraq that hasn't been confirmed? I mean, they've already said, it is about oil. We're pushing this bill through the Iraqi parliament. Our legislators and our foreign service personnel are pushing a bill through the Iraqi parliament right now that would give U.S. companies access to Iraqi oil. And every single one of the crazy theories. I mean, I was opposed to the war from the beginning, But you know, when people would say, "Oh, it's about oil," I would kind of chuckle and say, "Oh, you crazy conspiracy theorist!" You know, that's, I mean, I'm okay for conspiracy, but you got to have some evidence. Well, the evidence is out there. In fact, it's not even a conspiracy anymore. It's open. You know, and the same thing with the bases.
Well, that's this is why, of course, the United States had a military presence in a couple of Stan countries. Speaking of Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, we were there militarily before 9/11. I think that that's suggestive of something. The other thing that I would interject into the mix is I don't believe that this war is simply about oil and natural gas and pipelines. I frankly think, and you and I might disagree on this, Tom, I don't know, but I think the Zionist state of Israel and their agenda is clearly involved in this, going back to the Project for a New American Century. So I think...
I agree with you. I think oil was a part of it. I don't think there was any one reason. I think it was sort of a, if you will, a coalition of interests. Oil was one of them. Obviously, especially with the neocons, there was a very strong, sympathy with Israel and an attempt to get them a second front, and we've succeeded. We've succeeded in giving Israel a second front at the price of our blood. And you know, I don't fault the Israelis for trying to lobby us into getting into Iraq. I mean, if you are a Zionist in Israel, you're a patriot. If you're a Zionist in America, you're a traitor. Israelis should be pro-Israel, and Americans should be pro-American. And the problem is that we have a number of people at the top of our government, whether it be Paul Wolfowitz or Richard Perle, a number of people who fashioned a policy that was anti-American and pro-Israel, and it's a shame, and it ought to be investigated.
Well, I think clearly it should be, and clearly it won't, and I think you can simply follow the money trail in terms of the amount of Zionist money going into the presidential elections and into Congress, and it becomes incredibly clear exactly the extent to which cash has a direct impact on what does and does not get investigated. And I'll tell you, this thing with Iran, my father a generation ago was the chief logistical advisor to the Imperial Iranian Air Force under the Shah of Iran. This was after the Vietnam War for the United States and in the last 5 years of the Pahlavi regime before the Islamic Revolution in that country. So I've been in and out of Iran on a number of occasions many years ago. I've tried to read extensively about that country in all the years since, and I have a lot of Persian expatriate friends both in the United States and Europe and Canada, who talk to me with some frequency. And as I look at this entire situation, what is incredibly horrifying to me is that the people who have engaged in our government in complete miscalculation in regard to this whole situation with Iraq, where a $50 billion involvement has now gone to $500 billion with the meter still running, where you know all about, of course, because you follow these things assiduously, you know all about the both the political and the military blowback that's occurred in this whole situation. We're bogged down in Afghanistan. We have, with 40,000 troops, 20,000 NATO and 20,000 American troops, been unable to do what predictably we would be unable to do, because the Soviets could not subdue that situation with 350,000 troops a generation ago, 350,000 troops a generation ago. The guys last
was
night...
Was it that long ago? Oh, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeling older already.
I know it. It was that long ago. Going back again to the 79-80 time frame, it was definitely that long ago. And then the other thing that got me last night watching these presidential debates and listening to McCain and company, with the exception of Ron Paul, the rest of these guys were all beating the drums. Aside from all kinds of things we could talk about related to Iran, the other thing just related to where we are presently involved up to our eyebrows, these guys seem not to notice that just in the last 100 years, the British policy in Mesopotamia and Palestine could not be subdued with over a million men under force of arms in the 1920s. The Soviets obviously went down the drain in Afghanistan, and their empire ultimately split apart. Now we're talking about a circumstance where these neocons believe that we are the exception to the rule. When we come back, we'll take this up with Tom Edlam, this doctrine of American exceptionalism. Why are we the exception to the rules that govern all other empires in world history? This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Tom Edlam. He is from the Boston, Massachusetts area. He has been involved historically with some first-rate heavyweight publications and operations ranging from the John Birch Society's New American to Antiwar.com to WorldNet Daily to all kinds of different things. William Norman Gregg recommended Tom to me, and this is something that I think is as it should be, because in Tom's particular case, he's not only a first-rate conservative journalist and analyst, as you're discovering, he's also a great guy in the radio and has a professional background in that department that, of course, we've already talked about this morning. Getting back to what we were talking about before the break, before I allow Tom to get into his ideas as to why this doctrine of American exceptionalism, which Kevin Phillips talks about in American Theocracy, is so pervasive with these Republican presidential candidates? Why do they believe that we, as a nation and as an empire, are the exception to the rule in regard to the Middle East and what has happened to empires that have intervened in that part of the world who have not understood that culture and understood its history? Why do these guys think that the United States can somehow rise above what has affected everybody from the Alexander the Great to the British to the Soviet Union? Before we take that up with him, many of you know that the American Free Press has, in their current print edition, has printed my op-ed piece entitled Memorial Day in San Antonio, The Death of Marquis J. McCants, or I should say the final resting place of Marquis J. McCants, and the death of the American Republic. American Free Press is the primary journal for which I submitted that article. Matthias Chang has picked it up in Malaysia with the Perdana piece, folks. Don Wassell has printed it at the American Nationalist Union. Mark Glenn has taken it up at Crescent and Cross. It's been in a lot of different places, including my own blog at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan. I just wanted to read a comment that was posted at Al Bawaba by a reader of that article. I think it might tug at your heart a little bit this morning. Mark Dankoff: I am Marquis McCants' aunt. His death made the war even more personal. I have prayed every time I saw the death of one of our young men and women that not another life would be wasted. However, since his death, more lives are being sacrificed every day. This seems out of control and it must stop. Families are affected forever. Please ask Christians all over the world to pray for world peace and to spare our children. Most of the lives sacrificed are 25 and under. Are they properly prepared for what they face? My sincere sympathy to all who have suffered and lost a loved one due to this war. May God have mercy on all of us, and especially our president. That was posted at Al Bawaba yesterday in Amman, Jordan, by the aunt of the late Marquis J. McCants, an African-American young man from O'Connor High School here in San Antonio, who died in Baghdad at the age of 23. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Marquis J. McCants was an airborne medic who was with the 82nd Airborne Division of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He now rests right here in San Antonio at the Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery. But that's what his aunt Claudette Daly had to say yesterday at Al Bawaba, the Middle East gateway in Amman, Jordan, in response to my article. Well worth thinking about this morning, folks, not simply for the McCants family, but for lots of other people out there who either are going through this or, Lord forbid, are about to go through it as a result of what we listened to last night as it pertains to these various Republican presidential candidates who are being mimicked in many respects by their Democratic counterparts. Getting back then to Tom Edelman, Tom, why do all of these people believe, in terms of what we're doing over there, that we can defy the laws of political gravity as they relate to empires and wars and history, that the United States is the exception to the rule in what happens to people that play with fire? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's a combination. I mean, some of them are just dimwits and don't know anything about history. And one of the last night I was watching the debate, and one of the guys up there was Tommy Thompson, who was the former governor of Wisconsin. I lived in Wisconsin for a number of years, and he actually wasn't a bad governor, but he's a dimwit. He really doesn't understand. I'm sorry, you know. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I, you know, when you listen to John McCain, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about that. The most important thing is that we fight. And when asked and pressed last night, you know, what if it's not working? You know, his essential response, he didn't say it in so many words, but his essential response is, we keep fighting. And it doesn't matter about all of the, you know, daughters who come back or fathers get killed and never see their daughters or sons. It's frightening.
Frightening, and the historical amnesia over what happened in Southeast Asia a generation ago also struck me last night at the barbershop as I was watching these gentlemen talk. We'll be back with Tom Edlam. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBM. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're with Tom Edlam today for the next half hour or so, and then Tom's got to get back to all the stuff he's doing with radio broadcasting and journalism up in the Boston area. You can find him up there at WPEP AM 1570 up there in southeastern New England, and you can also find him online at Dangerous Talk, where once you get into that, Tom Edlam's biography will pop up with links to all of the different publications that he writes for on a regular basis. It is a very, very, very significant list of articles and activities that you will discover there. This young man is one of the real significant players on the real American right. I say real American right because Tom Edlam much like William Norman Grigg, much like Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and so forth, is a complete contrast to the ersatz fraud that we saw last night, in my judgment, in these Republican presidential debates. I exclude Ron Paul from that criticism, but the rest of these guys are pretty much cut out of the same bolt of cloth, apparently, in regard to the tragedy of what seems to be the floundering of the American empire in Mesopotamia. And, of course, not too many people wanted to discuss Palestine last night at all. But they were all, with the exception of Ron Paul, pretty much beating the drums for a war that Paul Craig Roberts indicates at LouRockwell.com today is clearly not only ill-advised. When you think it through, folks, it's criminally insane, in my judgment. Tom, where do you think all of this is headed? What does the average American do or think at this particular point? There really is not a viable, and by that I mean an electable, presidential candidate in either party that's saying anything different. Ron Paul obviously is saying the right things, and I think he says them sincerely, but I doubt very much that Congressman Paul is actually going to get elected. Where do we go from here?
Well, I've always felt that Congress was the most important branch of government anyway. But and I agree with you, Ron Paul is a real long shot. But keep in mind that this war in Iraq is not going to get any more popular. And I think some of the candidates in both parties, there are some long shot candidates in both parties who have opposed the war from the beginning, and they're not going to get less popular. I mean, they're already at the bottom of the poll. So who knows? You know, something could happen. That much said, being said, you know, if you are for less government, you're going to focus upon the people's branch of government anyway. One of the things that was said during the Democratic debate on Sunday, was it Sunday or the other day anyway, was...
I've been trying to repress it, but go ahead.
Well, Joe Biden said, well, it takes 67 votes to stop the funding for Iraq. No, it takes 41 votes to stop a filibuster. You know, to continue a filibuster and stop the money from going to war. That's all it takes. 41 votes in the Senate or a simple majority in the House. That's all it takes. And once we get Congress to understand that math, then we'll be better off. And we can put an end to this war. We can put an end to the NSA eavesdropping program, which is a flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment. We can stop torture. We can stop, you know, any number of different programs that are a blatant violation of the Constitution.
Yes, and so what I think I hear you saying, or at least implying, is that there's a silver lining in this incredibly demonic cloud, and that is that it might take something that is catastrophic on this scale in order for the American public to have a more, as it were, maybe a more revolutionary return to constitutional government again.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best things for constitutional government was having Clinton in the White House, because it created such a reaction. You know, having another Clinton in the White House would, you know, I mean, I'd love to have Ron Paul, but have everyone realize how bad it is part of the solution. You have to realize the problem before you can start to work toward the solution. So I'm not all that opposed to it. I mean, you know, obviously the empire builders need the presidency. You know, you can't have an empire with a president who's not going to go abroad and search for monsters to destroy. But at the same time, we can win without the presidency. We can win by doing the same thing the Iraqi parliament did yesterday, simply voting, get out. We can tell our own soldiers, hey, come home. You don't have to die anymore. We don't have to have infant 2-week-old daughters, as happened in a couple of instances right here in Massachusetts. You know, 2-3-week-old daughters and sons who had never seen their father and now never will. We don't have to have that anymore.
What would you have said? I know after I got my haircut last night and I was waiting for my wife to finish hers, I'm continuing to watch the debates in the lobby of this hairstyling place. And at that particular juncture, I watched John McCain addressing this young woman who had lost her brother over there. And without getting too bogged down in the specifics of Mr. McCain this morning, which is easy to do, I nonetheless was thinking, you know, what I might have said last night, given what I believe, and certainly what I think you believe, Tom, about this war. I'm thinking about what I would have said to her in regard to her questions surrounding, I guess, the larger meaning of what happened to her brother over there. What would you have said to her or to anyone else who's already lost a loved one over there?
I would have said that we can't bring your brother back. All we can do is make sure that no one else comes dies unnecessarily. And as far as sacrificing for Iraq, my view is that Jesus said that there's no greater love than for a man to sacrifice himself for a friend. But I doubt he would be as sympathetic for someone who sacrifices his friend's life for a stranger.
Yes, wow. That's pretty good theology, young man. And as I think of this whole situation, I guess in one sense of the word, that was kind of what I was trying to convey in this piece on the tragic killing of Marquis J. McCants of San Antonio in Baghdad a couple of weeks ago, and what my op-ed piece for the American Free Press has to say about it. I was trying to convey the idea that if the death of McCants and other young people like him results in a renewed commitment on the part of every American to keep something this bad from ever happening again, then maybe that is the political and cultural and theological and existential context in which we can see some transcendent meaning in what has happened to these kids.
Yeah, I think as this so-called terror war goes on, one of the things that's become apparent to me is that the terrorists who struck us on 9/11 they got lucky on 9/11 because they've gone back to car bombs, strapping dynamite to themselves, and a bunch of really stupid plots that were totally infiltrated, all of which were very low tech. There weren't any sophisticated weapons. The threat of them getting nuclear weapons or biological weapons is virtually zero, and it's a scare tactic that is being played up, and we saw it played up last night. They were going to blow up Fort Dix. Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of like me threatening to throw a battleship on you. You know, I don't have the strength or the physical ability to pick up a battleship and throw it on top of you. And that was pretty much the level of threat that we were talking about in both that case and the case of blowing up JFK Airport.
Well, yes, and exactly. And as I read the follow-up coverage related to both of those reported incidents, it was exactly what you described, Tom. Whereas the initial reports, of course, were designed to make the reader or the listener believe that some catastrophic apocalyptic event was 5 minutes away from happening virtually before the Fed stepped in, neither of these plots had any substance at all in regard to near-term threats once the subsequent information about them became, at least in a surface way, available to the public. So I think it's a part of a larger plan to alarm the public. And again, when it comes to Iran, let's go back full circle to that once more. Iran is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Non-Proliferation Treaty does permit them to have nuclear power for peaceful purposes. It does permit them to enrich uranium at certain levels. And keeping in mind that all of that is true, I noticed that at least one of the candidates last night said that we should not permit them to have nuclear power of any kind and should preempt them militarily on that basis alone, which is a gross misreading of the facts and of international law. That's number one. Number two, we did not preempt India and Pakistan when they developed nuclear weaponry. It begs the question now as to why Iran is different from those two countries. And then thirdly, nobody seemed to want to talk about the fact that the leading nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons power in that part of the world is Israel. They're not a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They are obviously put in a completely different category. in terms of regional non-proliferation from Iran or anyone else in that part of the world. I think if the United States attacks Iran, that the blowback from this in regard to the obvious double standard that we're employing, the massive numbers of civilian casualties that will be involved, especially if we utilize tactical nuclear weapons, this whole thing just seems to me to be something out of a bad dream. Do you think it's going to happen?
No. I mean, I think a strike in Iran, a la what Israel did to Iraq back in 1982, is a possibility. But as far as occupying Iran, I don't see it.
Yes.
I just think, I mean, don't get me wrong, the neocons are pining for it. They're lobbying for it. But, you know, with two-thirds of the American people opposing even our involvement in Iraq, there just isn't the public support or the congressional support for a war against Iran right now. And I don't see it coming together before the election.
Well, particularly, you know, do you sense that the American military, its saner elements, and of course there are sane, responsible elements in the American military, folks. I want to emphasize that a lot of these fine people in the armed forces of the United States are not party to this neocon madness at all. We need to keep that in mind. As a matter of fact, many of them are now in some limited respects coming forth to say or to intimate things that suggest that they knew all along that our policy in Mesopotamia was the wrong thing to do. Do you think that, Tom, is going to prove to be a wider breach in all this before it's over, that more elements in the American military, both active duty and retired, might come forth to really lay their necks out on the line if this goes much farther?
Oh, it's already happened in a trickle. As the military and the Bush administration tries to crack down, as they did last weekend with one of the soldiers that marched in fatigues, but not in his uniform at any war rally. As they try to crack down, I think it's going to create even more reaction. And you're right about the fact that there are sane elements in the military. I mean, you know, in fact, most of the senior officers that went into Iraq, they said our strategy stinks. I mean, you know, when George Bush says, I support the troops on the ground. But when we went into Iraq and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili, said we needed 500,000 troops, George Bush said, you're fired. And, you know, and then, he, you know, is there anyone else who will back my plan? So, you know, he's not listening to the troops. He's listening to, he's listening to the real president of the United States, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, what's your read on this now in regard to the American right generally? I ask this because the chairman of the Constitution Party here in Texas, very nice guy, Brian Malatesta, has been on my show. He's going to chat with me again about some of these matters tomorrow because they've got a major state organizational meeting coming up in Texas for the Constitution Party, and I agreed to let him come on. When I talk to him, and other people in the Constitution Party, and increasingly so in the Republican Party, there seems to be a more conscious divide developing between those who support at least the presuppositions of the neocon agenda and those who are really starting to rethink this. Do you think that the whole issue of the war and the whole issue potentially of Israel and the utilization of American military troops in a non-America first fashion is really going to once and for all divide the American right, and that maybe the America first people will be able to reclaim the mainstream of the American right? You can say that we lost it after World War II. Do you think we'll get it back?
That's a difficult question. I mean, the divide is there, and it's been there. But, I mean, you know, you look on the American right, and you've got, you know, even among, you know, our faction, if you will, of those who don't want to fight these wars of conquest on behalf of Israel, oil, or whatever. I mean, you know, some of the wars that we fought under the Clinton administration were, you know, didn't have anything to do with Israel or they just had to do with empire. I'm thinking of, you know, some of the wars in the Balkans. But Pat Buchanan seems to be backing Mitt Romney, and of course, as someone from Massachusetts, I know a bit about Mitt Romney. He is the John Kerry of the Republican Party. And I lay claim to that. I lay claim to that saying, even though Jon Stewart used it on Monday night when Ron Paul was on The Daily Show. I've been saying this for months, and I've been using the phrase John Kerry of the Republican Party on my radio show for months. So I want to know where my residuals are from The Daily Show.
Hey, nobody's been sending me any residuals lately, so if you know anybody out there that wants to send a buck my way, I'll certainly take it.
Mitt Romney, you know, although he didn't say it last night, but every other debate he said, as governor, I didn't raise taxes. It's a lie. he gets out of it with the typical Clinton-esque slyness of saying, well, when I imposed new fees, taxes on construction of houses, to get your automobile on the road, when I imposed new taxes on campaign contributions, those were fees, you see. Those were fees. Those weren't taxes. They were fees. He raised hundreds of millions of dollars for the state in revenue, and they weren't taxes. They were fees. That's how he does it.
We'll be back with Tom Edlam of Dangerous Talk up in the Boston area. Wanted to ask him about Pat Buchanan. Are there two Pat Buchanans? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
back. This is Mark Anfaus, America, coming to live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the remaining minutes of this first hour is Tom Edlam up in the Boston area. Tom is an absolute heavyweight on the American right, both in broadcast journalism as well as in print journalism. He writes for everybody from antiwar.com and WorldNet Daily to LouRockwell.com and probably 30 other publications beyond. You can find his biography at Dangerous Talk. That's Tom Edlam, E-D-D-L-E-M. I'll be posting some information on his biography and his websites with both Breaking All the Rules News as well as in the show description that RBN will do for the archives where people can listen to this broadcast at a later time online. Tom, Pat Buchanan, I voted for him in 92 and in 96. I worked for him as a volunteer, tremendous writer, tremendous thinker. The American Conservative is a great publication. And yet, from time to time, Buchanan does things or says things that puzzle me. His endorsement of Bob Dole in 1996, his recommendation in 2004 that people like you and I go ahead and vote for George W. Bush. My brother, who is a Democratic liberal and a trial attorney, has observed to me that when he reads Buchanan's articles and then watches him on television, he sometimes perceives two completely different people in regard to the man's perceptions about the Republican establishment. What do you make of this?
Well, Buchanan has long been personally loyal to people he's worked for. I mean, you still to this day won't get him to say anything bad about Richard Nixon. And he is to a certain extent Republican down to his DNA. And I don't know him personally. I mean, like you, I voted for him twice. And I've met him, but I think he wants to be in the right place. His heart wants to be in the right place, and unfortunately, you know, just the years and years or decades, I should say, of being in Republican politics makes it a problem. And in this race, it's troubling to have him. He hasn't endorsed anybody, I don't think, but he's talked up Mitt Romney, and a part of that may be some of the people that worked for him, including. One of the guys that helped manage his campaign, who's a talk show host on a rival station here in Boston, Jay Severin, has an absolute man crush on Mitt Romney. And, that may be part of it, too, that he's been talking it up with Pat. And let's face it, Mitt Romney is easily the most glib, I would say slick, of the presidential candidates. I mean, you listen to what he has to say, and he says it so well compared to the other guys who are also, for the most part, very eloquent.
As an example, Mitt Romney, and I know that you know this, Mitt Romney, when he was running against Ted Kennedy for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, said he would push the gay, homosexual political agenda even more aggressively than Ted Kennedy if he was elected. And yet, last night in the debates, Mitt Romney was handling questions about gays in the military with a level of skill that suggests exactly what you say, Tom. It's incredibly slick. This is Mark Anfaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Podcast Network. I'd like to thank Tom Edlam for being on the show this morning. You can find him at Dangerous Talk, and from that vantage point, you can also get to him at WPEP AM 1570. Up in the New England area. You can find Tom at Pro Libertate, antiwar.com, LouRockwell.com, and RightSourceOnline.com. God bless, Tom. Take care, sir.
All right. Thank you. We'll do it again sometime.
Hey, definitely. This is great stuff.
All right. Bye.
With